Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Powering your property on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for joining us on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Bharati Jagdish and Timothy Goh with you. Time now for Powering Your Property. We bring you the latest in the property sector and updates, of course. Watching the property market, especially for new private home sales this year. Well, in the wake of new cooling measures and the regular year-end slump, new private property sales here plunged 58% in December 2021 compared to November that same year.
Well, overall sales recorded an 8-year high in 2021. Nonetheless, fast forward to this year. Well, private home prices grew at a slower pace in Q1, as we know, after December's cooling measures, even as they rose for an 8th consecutive quarter to hit historical highs. Now, according to a report from Edmund Tai, new launches are set to drive market pickup over the course of the year. So let's find out more now how these trends will shape the outlook of the private housing markets. Joining us on the phone, Desmond Sim, the CEO of Edmund Tai. Good afternoon, Desmond.
Good afternoon, Timothy. Good afternoon, Bharati.
Hi, nice to be speaking with you, Desmond. Yeah. Now, let's start with those new launches. They have been making the news, haven't they? Baywind Residences, Piccadilly Grand, don't forget Live at MB. All of these have done pretty well. But experts are pointing out that, you know, we saw cooling measures in December last year. We are seeing rising interest rates, rising inflation, global uncertainties. So how would you explain this sort of behavior?
Well, I think if you look at the numbers that is being released by URA, I think for the Q1, I think it's rightly said this is at the wake of the measures that was introduced in December. So I think it's like a time out for both buying momentum as well as property launches. So in the wake of that, the last couple of weeks, we've seen a very, what we call, encouraging numbers registered for the sales of, you know, like Live at MB or Piccadilly Grand and all that. I think at the end of the day, it's because these are projects that are what we call strategically located, you know, in places where they are found in matured amenities and matured estates, and priced at within an affordable reach, it still will attract people buying in. Of course, that's in the wake of rising interest rates, what we're seeing in geopolitical tensions and things like that. But at the end of the day, there are still buyers out there that needs to basically furnish their own homes.
Desmond, in Q1 this year, there was a rise in demand for larger units. With more people going back to the office, though, do you think this trend will reverse?
Well, I think that could be one of the reasons that people going back to the office and all that. But at the end of the day, let's not forget that the hybrid workforce is here to stay, where more people are working from home and things like that. So they will need probably some dedicated space to work and all that. And let's not forget that COVID-19 has proved two big points. Basically, the COVID-19 has proved that Singapore is really a small island, and the need for spatial space is very big, because so I don't think anybody, especially within their affordability means, they will definitely go for something bigger so that, you know, they can still have some sort of sanity space at home.
In terms of overall transaction volumes, though, Desmond, the numbers have dipped in Q1. How would you explain this?
The explanation is because, as you rightly said, it's the wake of the measures that was introduced in December. So both from the buyer standpoint and also from the developer's launch point, I think it's they're either holding back or they're holding off. So decision-making tends to take a little bit longer. That's why we see encouraging numbers start to come in over the couple of weeks. And it's basically a function of supply and also waiting for the dust to settle post the introduction of these measures.
We're talking to Desmond Sim, the CEO of Edmund Tai, about the latest property market developments in Singapore. Now, Desmond, let's talk about foreigners buying property here, because from your report, it looked like it fell 3.9% in Q4 2021 to now 3.2%. For Q1 2022. What's causing this?
Well, I think let's not forget that the ABSD measures that was revised in December also targeted predominantly for foreign buying as well. That was being kept up. So I think also our biggest market also were in a lockdown. The Chinese were also in a lockdown. Mm-hmm. And we saw the interesting thing is that the Americans tend to feature more largely in this quarter. And this is because the Americans, if you have an American what we call passport, you do not pay BSD because of the free trade agreement. So you know, maybe we should see more Americans coming in because they don't pay tax on their first property.
Now, in the short term, I'm guessing a lot of buyers would adopt a wait-and-see approach because they still want to see the impact of the cooling measures. In the medium to long term, though, with the reopening of the borders, with economic growth improving, what exactly is your outlook, considering all of these factors?
Well, our outlook is basically, yes, I do agree that we there are more people on the back of heightened what we call inflation as well as interest rates. They have a wait-and-see. But you cannot adopt a wait-and-see when it comes to new launches, especially when new launches of good location comes in, because that's where the fear of missing out, FOMO, will come in. Mm. So because you want to go in to register a check so that you can get the what we call the best unit for a very strategically located development. So I think the next couple of launches would also be what we call key, because they are in very mature estates, and basically that I believe they should do well as well. And at the same time, launches has been also limited, and also the numbers is that the buying momentum has outpaced the new launches. So what we're seeing is that buyers are going to previously launched projects to pick up basically no need to be fresh from the oven, but they're still being launched and they'll buy. So I think home ownership is still one thing that a lot of people are focusing, despite the measures that is being put out, even the recent one on ABSD, on private trust and things like that. We believe that there is enough what we call demand that for owner occupancy that would not incur all this APSD to basically pick up the what we call the supply.
Considering what you've said, to what extent will developers continue to retain pricing power here?
I think by the end of the day, pricing power for developers is not determined purely just by developers, because they have to face with higher construction costs, higher labor costs, depend on the land price that they go in. So I think at the end of the day, going forward, we expect the price index to still show some growth. But I think as much as possible, as long as the fish is biting, you will still throw the same bait for that to get all these fishes in.
Desmond, so based on your expertise, then what's your outlook for the next couple of months here?
I think the next couple of months, I think we will see some stability in terms of growth. I think the impact of the property measures would definitely to stabilize the market. But on the back of rising land costs, just look at some of the new projects that's being launched, that will basically contest the price index a little bit in terms of growth. So there will be there are going to be new launches coming from some key areas.
Which
example,
ones should we take note of, Desmond?
Well, there's one that's coming up from Ang Mo Kio, right? So that's just right across Bishan Park, and very uniquely, Singapore is also boosted by proximity to primary schools. So now we will expect good, provided the in terms of quantum, it remains within the affordability range. There's also a project coming up in Lentor, where it's a new development. We have not seen a launch there for many years, and so we expect relatively good take up for all this.
What's your outlook on more cooling measures, Desmond, or a tweaking of the current ones?
Well, I think we have already tweaked the measures in December. I think the key thing is that Q1, the numbers seems to basically show some impact, right? And at the same time, it takes three dots to form a trend, and two dots form a line. So currently, we only got one dot on from our data point of view. So I think we will need time to basically see whether the measures are working.
All right, Desmond, thank you very much for your insights this afternoon. Desmond Sim, the CEO of Edmund Tai, joining us here in Powering Your Property.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.